state your name and ADC number for the record.
My name is Michael Powers, 277-090.
Mr. Powers, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation over your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on April the 9th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room this morning, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to do this by telephone. That means that you cannot see us this morning. But we do have five board members participating in the hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this morning, sir. We're also having a room with us today, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day, sir. Mr. Powers and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you guard of you so far?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Powers, we have one allegation on your warrant, as I've indicated. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Constitutional Civil Reason Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to return to the Maricopa Reentry Center, ORC, at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, as directed on May 2, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, sir, and you were suspended from supervision. Sir, is this true or false?
It is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Power, I move to find that he's a violation of terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. Okay. However, we're going to ask that you remain quiet right now, and we're going to begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that, then we'll be back to speak with you. Mr. Turner, sir, would you be kind enough to give us some background information?
Yes, Mr. Powers was released from ADC custody on 4/21/2017 and arrested on 3/19/2018 by Phoenix PD on the ADC warrant. There's no new felony charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 3/19/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/7/2018 with 321 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016. Drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is 3. Substance abuse score is 3. There is no STG information noted. In prior terms of supervision, in 2014, he had an absolute discharge. Disciplinary history is moderate with disorderly conduct, drugs, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrests, there were no files charges. He has a GV score of G4B5. I did look this morning on the disciplinary, and since returning to custody, to ADC custody, on 4/12/18, he received a disciplinary for promoting prison contraband and was found guilty. On 4/30/18, he submitted a positive sample, was found guilty. On 5/8/18, disobeying a verbal order and was found guilty.
Okay. Do you know whether either one of those was a major or?
All three of them were major.
All majors. Okay. Thank you so very much. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Powers. We want to just speak with you for a few moments and listen to you, and then we will be able to make this determination. First of all, we do take note that when you were released, you were to reside at Rebound Assistance in Phoenix on Buckle Lane, and then you failed to report and there to establish residency, and eventually you ended up at MRC, and you and of course there you. How long did you stay at MRC, sir?
I didn't stay. They had told me to go to Community Bridges, and I never went.
Okay, you never went to Community Bridges either. Now, I think one reason that you, something happened at Reborn was the fact that, was at Reborn where you were using some methamphetamine and heroin, sir?
Yes.
Why would you do that in as much as you know that you was on supervision, sir?
I mean, I've had a drug problem for a long time, and I've never went and, like, looked for help for it before.
But this time you had an opportunity. You had an opportunity at Reborn. You had an opportunity at MRC because they have a great program there at MRC. And but you just seem never, with those, you just didn't ever show up. So why do you want to clear those programs, sir? In particular, I know you have lapsed into criminal ways by using illegal substances, but why didn't you work and remain at one of those programs, sir?
I don't have an answer for you. I just was on drugs and just didn't do it.
Okay, sir. Have you done anything in the past to help you with your drug situation? You know, have you gone to any NA or AA program, anything like that in the past, sir?
Yes, I have. I've participated in HA and in NA.
And you would complete them successfully, but then eventually you would just relapse and back on drugs. Is that your case, sir?
Yes, sir.
So about what age were you when you started using drugs, sir?
I was 19 years old.
19, and you just haven't broken the habit yet. Now, while you were out, did you find any employment at all, sir?
Yes, and while I was actually out there, I actually became engaged, and I work for my fiance's father with Teeth Commercial Painting.
Okay. And so are you still engaged, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any plans to get married once you get out, sir?
Yes, I do. I was going to actually be married the weekend after I, or before I got arrested.
Okay, and so why did you get arrested? What was going on when, I believe it was the Phoenix Police Department, when they picked you up? What were you doing then, sir?
Honestly, I was eating In-N-Out Burger, and a police officer came and just had contact with me, and I, as soon as I seen him, I just walked up and told him I had a parole violation, and they took me in. I was just tired of running.
Okay, sir. Well, I don't think I have any further questions for you at this time, but I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. Board members, questions? I don't see any questions from any board members or from Mr. Turner. Therefore, at this time, sir, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board because this is your hearing. But we are going to ask that you not repeat yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will render its decision. I find that Mr. Powell is a very gentleman who sounds quite intelligent. Well, he is intelligent. He just has that situation with drugs. He hasn't been able to conquer that habit. We just hope that he will find a way, because I think if he get over that, then he can be truly successful. We hope that he will get in some programs and. But as we say quite often, yes, programs will help, but he's going to have to make up his own mind. And I don't think he's done that yet. I hope that he will do that, and so that when he gets out, so that he will not go back into using drugs again, or illegal substances such as methamphetamine or heroin. Therefore, as one board member, I think it would be best for him to complete his sentence and get out in July, and hopefully he would have a plan when he gets out and be successful. But I am only one board member, therefore I'm prepared to listen to other distinguished board members at this time. I don't hear any discussion about other board members, therefore I'm going to offer a motion at this time. My motion is going to be to find that Mr. Powell violated terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent inasmuch as he did use illegal substances, heroin, as well as methamphetamine. And in addition to that, which I didn't talk about, he also absconded for some 321 days. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision inasmuch as he relapsed and he go back into criminal ways. Therefore, my motion is to me to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
With you. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on July the 7th, 2018, not too far down the road. And we hope that you put together a plan so when you get out this time, you won't relapse back into criminal ways and use any substances. And at that time, you're going to be on your own. You won't have to run anymore. And as much as you've already absconded, you can start life anew. We wish you the best, sir. And this will end your hearing. And thank you. And if you'll be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you.